Here with the MMQBs, Albert Breer. Albert, of course, everybody paying attention to your mock draft these days. In the last one, I think you had the Broncos not only moving up, but also taking Baker Mayfield. Yeah. I'm sure that's music to a lot of Broncos fans' ears.
Actually, you know what's funny about it is a lot of them were upset about it because they said, well, why would you move up one spot? I don't know. I don't know if they know yet if they're going to take a quarterback or not, but it was sort of to reflect the pressure that's on all these teams now. You know, after the Jets trade up, you know, you've got more teams that are looking for young quarterbacks in Buffalo, Arizona, potentially Miami, than there are in the top tier. There are four quarterbacks in the top tier. So I think there's a good chance that if New York decides they're going to move or New York decides to take one at two, and that happens before the draft, well, then all of a sudden Cleveland's going to be in a position to move that pick. And if Cleveland's in a position to move that pick, we saw it last year with Chicago having to go up a spot to get Mitch Trubisky. Cleveland's in a position to move that pick at four, and the Broncos really like someone, the guy who falls to four, then they could be in competition with some other teams to move up a spot. So it didn't go over great with some people. Why wouldn't, like a lot of people said to me, well, if Cleveland takes Darnold at one, you know they're not going to take a quarterback at four, so why don't you just sit there and wait and take one at five? It might not be that simple.
Interesting, because I think a lot of Broncos fans like the idea of Baker Mayfield. What are your thoughts on the possibility of quarterbacks going one, two, three, four?
I don't think it's impossible. I mean, look, I'll probably know more about this more in 3 or 4 weeks and have a stronger feeling on it. I feel strongly quarterback's going to go one, and I think most people know that's probably going to be Sam Darnold going to the Browns. And then my guess is, you know, that a quarterback will probably go second. Now, Dave Gettleman's got no history of trading down, but my sense is there's going to be some pretty strong offers there. And so I think the Giants are going to be put in a spot where it's either take one there at two or trade the pick and wind up picking up some more capital and move down a few spots. And so then you have one, two, and we know the Jets are taking one at three. And then, you know, there's only one left. You know, and if there's only one of those, there's only one kid from that top tier left again, then the pressure's on the other teams who really may like a Baker Mayfield or a Josh Allen or whoever falls to that spot, say to themselves, well, we got to make our move. Not saying it's going to turn out that way, but there's certainly a scenario where I think for the first time in history we could see a 1-2-3-4 quarterback draft.
Like you just mentioned, so many moving parts. Take us through your process when you're trying to put together one of these mocks.
Well, you know, contrary to popular belief, these teams aren't calling any of us and saying, this is who I like, this is who I'm taking. You know, for me, my process is really, you know, you go through the fall and you talk to teams about the college players. I did a little more of that this year because I had to do a draft column in the fall. You just kind of take mental notes on what people think of this guy or that guy. And then, you know, when you get closer to the draft, of course, you know, teams are going to be less willing to give you flat out what they might think of this guy or that guy. They'll give you in generalities, but, you know, you try to build up a base of information of what they're telling you. And, you know, again, when you get closer to the draft and the information becomes a little more proprietary, now you start to ask other teams about what this team or that team is doing. And so you may have a conversation with somebody where you say, look, I'm not trying to figure out, like, I know you're not going to tell me what you're doing, but what are you hearing is happening around you? And a lot of times you can pick up good information. Sometimes the information isn't great, but a lot of times there's good information there you can pick up on what's going to happen.
Just get the conversation going. Away from the draft, I know you covered you cover the whole NFL, a lot of time with the Patriots, the championship caliber organizations. What's the reputation of the Broncos right now, especially with regards to the culture that Broncos owner Pat Bowlen's built there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, like, long-standing success. And being able to win through coaching changes, I think, is something that's been pretty impressive. Now, Mike Shanahan was there for a long time. More recently, you see John Fox gets to a Super Bowl. Gary Kubiak wins one. And so, you know, certainly there's a legacy of sustained success. I think some of the issues lately have been tied to the quarterback position, which they're working really hard to get fixed now. And, you know, really, if you look at the Broncos over the last, and go back to when John was drafted, right? You see when they've been stable at quarterback, they've been pretty good. And that's not just Elway. Of course, they had some good years with Jake Plummer. There was a little blip there with Jay Cutler where they were really good. And then more recently with Peyton Manning. And then they've struggled a little bit when they've been unsettled at the quarterback position, which I think is a huge reason why Elway and his team have been so aggressive about addressing the quarterback position and bringing in Case Keenum. And they may not be done yet. I mean, this is the model now. This is what Philly did 2 years ago, what Chicago did last year. This idea of over-investing at the quarterback position, I think that's part of the thinking, at least right now, for the Broncos.
You mentioned that winning culture. Owner Pat Bowlen been knocking on the door of this Hall of Fame, you know, with the Contributors Committee. With them having two nominees this year, you think he's got a better shot this time around?
Yeah, you know, the Contributors Committee can be tough because there is a backlog. And, you know, there are a number of different owners that I think would fall into the category of being in position to be the nominee in that category, and Pat's certainly one of those guys. You know, his legacy goes beyond just the winning two, which is a big part of it for any owner. You know, Jerry Jones wins three Super Bowls. That's part of why he gets in. Robert Kraft will probably get in. He's won five Super Bowls, but those guys both had the business side, you know, and the impact they had on the league. And I think you have to have that. And something Pat certainly has. His impact in the broadcast committee over the years is obviously immense. I don't need to tell people in Denver that. Yeah. And so that'll be a big part of selling him too. Again, I think it really comes down to, with him at least, it's not if, it's when. And because that designation is still somewhat new, there's been a line to get in as a contributor.
Well, we'll see if it happens this year, Albert. We appreciate your time. We need more mocks.
We got one more coming in April, okay. But I think that's it for me.
All right, we're waiting for it. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.